Another term here that is not so flattering is egg product, and we talked about AFCO before and the definitions that they set forth, and this is one of them. So tell us about the eggs in our food.
AFCO definition, paraphrasing, is the whole egg from a USDA plant without the shell. I use egg because when you eat protein, let's just say, John, you tell me that you love chicken, and that's all you're going to eat. You're going to be, you know, big baby. And I say, but John, you need other protein. You say, no, I don't. My entire dish is filled with chicken every night. I get 90% protein every night. Well, when that chicken goes into your body needs other protein constituents that chicken doesn't have. And if it goes in your body and you don't have those other constituents, then it doesn't do you too much good. And we judge the value of a protein by what we call biological value. In your biological system, John, what is the value of that protein to you? An egg has a biological value of 100. Need I say more? And plus, it's very digestible, and plus, it tastes good.
Okay, so then we're combining proteins, right? We're
yes.
taking from meat sources, and then we're taking now from egg, and that's better than just narrowing it down to just one.
That's right, and that's why some single-source protein diets, which are becoming the fad, and they look good, you know, on paper, and when I only see one protein, you can make it up, John, in chemical amino acids, in other words, man-made protein constituents. But that will never be as good as a whole food.
Okay. Now, we kind of mentioned this earlier, but let's cover it again since we're on egg. What about cholesterol? Is that going to be an issue?
For you, probably. For the dog, no.
Okay.
Unless an animal has a liver problem or some other disease problems, and cat, cholesterol is not going to be a problem. They are carnivores. We've made them into omnivores. We've said, listen, you live by us. We no longer have bonfires. You know, now we have stoves and things like that. We're going to feed you, and we're going to feed you meat, and then depending on the owner, more cereal or less cereal. And so we've made them into omnivores, but physiologically, they're carnivores.
Okay. Okay, and let's just throw in one more little side note, and I'll make this note myself, that, again, if a company's not using terms that AFCO puts forth, and this is one of them, egg product, if they just say whole egg on their bag, then that's just one of those foods you can put in the category of don't even consider right now, and only put foods like ours in a category that you would consider because we're using terminology like that, even though we really would rather not, I think, do that because we want to be as descriptive as possible.